Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to align Ireland with the statement delivered by the European Union and add the following in our national capacity. I would first like to congratulate you, Ambassador, in assuming the presidency of the Convention on Cluster Munitions. The organization and preparatory process ahead of a review conference is always challenging, but even more so during an unprecedented public health emergency. I would like to extend Ireland's sincere appreciation to the Swiss presidency for all your efforts in recent months, including the preparation of several working papers, all of which will help us to ensure our work progresses and we secure agreement on a new ambitious action plan at the review conference in November. President, when the Convention on Cluster Munitions was first adopted in Dublin in 2008, its focus on victim assistance was seen as a major innovation in the international disarmament framework. While many raised doubts as to the efficacy of a treaty to ban such a widely used weapon, today the Convention has 108 states parties and the use of cluster munitions is increasingly stigmatised. It is against this backdrop that we welcome the elements for the Lausanne Action Plan. These elements offer a clear, concise foundation on which to base our discussions and work. The identification of cross-cutting elements will significantly strengthen the coherence and consistency of the Lausanne Action Plan and serve as a central touchstone for the Convention's working groups. We are particularly pleased to see that integrating a gender perspective, as well as age, disability, literacy, language, ethnicity perspectives, are included among these cross-cutting elements. The Lausanne Action Plan has the opportunity to highlight explicitly the connections between victim assistance and UNSCR 1325, and to underscore the value of gender-responsive clearance in delivering the goals of the Convention. Mr. President, Ireland is pleased to see that the draft elements for the Lausanne Action Plan address the main aspects and provisions of the Convention, including universalisation, stockpile destruction, victim assistance, and we also support the division of clearance and risk education into two separate sections on survey and clearance and risk education. At its core, the Action Plan should help to guide states parties in implementing the Convention at national level and in meeting their obligations as soon as possible. We believe the approach outlined by the Presidency will help to fulfil these aims. We welcome the continuity of actions from the Dubrovnik Action Plan in the areas of stockpile destruction, transparency and national implementation, which have proven to be largely effective and successful. At the same time, the Lausanne Action Plan will be stronger if it can draw lessons from the challenges states parties faced during the implementation of the Dubrovnik Action Plan. Mr. President, universalisation of the Convention and its norms must form an essential component of the next Action Plan. We believe the three-pronged approach to the universalisation as presented would aid clarity, and we look forward to hearing more on how the Presidency envisages this machinery functioning in practice. We also welcome the inclusion of the country coalition concept in the Action Plan. This has the potential to provide states with an opportunity to work cooperatively to tailor their assistance needs and can support the implementation of coherent and comprehensive national strategies and work plans. Finally, we would like to thank the Presidency for the working paper containing elements for a discussion on institutional aspects of the Implementation Support Unit. The CCM Implementation Support Unit plays an essential role in supporting the realisation of our collective aims. An effective and well-financed institutional architecture is vital for the effective functioning of the Convention. We are all keenly aware of the financial challenges which face the Convention and which continue to be of concern. Financial stability is essential for the effective functioning of the Convention and of its institutions. Timely payment by states if there are financial obligations is essential for us to engage in substantive work. We urge all states parties to fulfil those obligations in full and on time. Mr. President, I look forward to working with you today and in the months and weeks ahead as we work towards the November review conference. I thank you.